Nation postgame.
Let's go.
Brought to you by your local GTA Acura dealers. Visit yours today.
All you can pretty much say is wow. In a thriller, the Maple Leafs win this next generation game. 8-6 the final against the Carolina Hurricanes. Brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590, the Fan and the Leafs Radio Network. Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick. And if there's one thing these kids who witnessed this game could take away from this one, Gord, never give up.
Wow, you're absolutely right. I mean, the next generation game, they're going to go a whole generation before seeing a game like this again. Feel me, I'm numb. I can't
believe
it.
You're very cold. Yeah, you're very cold-blooded.
Yeah. No, it's like, I can remember Leafs beat Edmonton 11-9. Miroslav Krejci scored 4 goals. Like,
who?
There's so few and far between, especially nowadays, these kind of games. I got to tell you, give the Maple Leafs full marks in the third period because they had a 3-0 lead. They totally had checked out of this game, and they checked right back in with a vengeance. And we said all the time, hey, let the last goal win. It's their offense that'll kill it. This was a game that was wide open, so play that kind of game. The goaltenders were not, it was not the best game for any kind of goaltender. And all of a sudden, you put Mitch Marner with Austin Matthews, and it was magical. And all the kids, a kid-dominated crowd loved that. And you and I are pointing right at the buzzer. I've never quite, because they're never usually on at the same time.
Yeah.
Austin and Mitch hugged. Everyone's pumped and jacked, but they hug like these guys that are day oneers. And yeah, you know what? We got our chance together, and we made a difference tonight. Like, come back and get 2 points that really have been written off. 2 huge points heading into Christmas.
What's the biggest difference from pre-Sheldon Keefe? The smile we saw from these guys. They had fun. Like, just the showcase of skill in this hockey game by those two was magnificent. And you got to add Zach Hyman, too. I think he opened up more time and space.
Big time.
That trio, by the way, combining for 10 points in this game, spearheaded, of course, by Mitch Marner and Hyman, 3 assists in this game, 1-1 for Matthews, I believe 5-point night or afternoon for Mitch Marner.
Mitch Marner, 5-point night, +2. Austin Matthews, 2-point, but just +3, but was dominant. And the other one, nice one, with John Tavares, 3 points as well, but Tyson Barrie, the sneak in for the game-winning goal, because he did a lot of that right when Sheldon Keefe took over and really hadn't seen it, but just the timely cut there. And that's, to be honest, what was frustrating about this game was that the Leafs got off to a 3-0 lead and were playing like this. And it should have, in the first 4 minutes, it should have been 4 or 5-0, and they didn't capitalize. And good on Carolina, hardworking team. Then all of a sudden, wow, they just took the game away from the Toronto Maple Leafs. And this would have been a tough loss to swallow, a 3-0 lead, and see it dissipate on home ice before Christmas. And from a Leaf point of view, I was hoping that maybe they could tie it or something like that. And they did one better, and then the empty net goal, they did 2 better.
I feel like I just ran a marathon. That was a long, long hockey game. Again, if you're just tuning in, the Maple Leafs winning at 8-6 in this next generation game. Just pandemonium, honestly, here at Scotiabank Arena. Brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590, the Fan and the Leafs Radio Network. Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick. The last time the Leafs scored 8 goals in a game, December 19th, 2017, a day game against the Carolina Hurricanes.
That's right.
Thanks to Sportsnet Stats,
that's right.
By the way.
Yeah. They lost to the Minnesota Wild once, but Carolina, you're right, just around this time of year, had a big one. So Carolina, who play a lot of afternoon games back home in Raleigh, probably don't want to do it again in Toronto. Anyway, it was, wow. I'm just still like...
Do you burn the game tape on either side? Probably.
Oh, yeah, you don't watch this. the guys go home and watch it. You kidding?
They almost scored a 9th goal because of a potential breakaway of Mikheyev with like 10 seconds left.
Who decided he did the Jason Allison slow motion penalty shot or something. I don't know, for humanitarian reasons.
Yeah.
He didn't want to make it 9. It was a little bit bizarre that way. This is, and, you know, the crowd, which was dead. We kept thinking it was 3-0. And then when the Carolina team came back for like, a predominantly kids crowd or a lot of kids
no
in the
sugar
crowd.
Rush
it was just
this
quiet.
Afternoon. No sugar rush.
Yeah, no sugar rush at all. And then at the end, there was a rush, a little bit of everything that way. So it was just, it's a statement game about the young Bucks and the excellence that they can do off. And I'm not going to get carried away because there's still a lot to learn from about how the lead dissipated and the trouble in their own end and all those kinds of things. But there's a hunger out there, and then Sheldon Keefe is identifying that and saying, hey, you guys are up, and you know what? You're going out again and again and again, because right now you are the guys on a roll.
You know, and Jim Ralph joked about it in the third period, maybe the worst timeout call in NHL history, because like 6 seconds after or whatever it was, I don't know if Marner gets a breakaway, like the most elusive player probably on the ice.
Like, it wasn't a bad timeout call, really, but it ends up being the worst, because you're right. Like, I mean, your timeout call, because he pulled the goaltender down 3-0. He pulled the goaltender down 3-0, did Rod Brind'Amour, and that turned the things around, along with the Jake Gardner tribute.
Yeah.
It just seemed to that all of a sudden Carolina took over the game till the Leafs got it back in the third
period.
That
was another wacky stat in this game. After the Jake Gardner video tribute, Carolina was outscoring Toronto 6-1. Like, honestly, everything happened in this game, and I think it's really cool considering the kids were here in the next, next generation game and being an afternoon game. Christmas is here. Like, it had that buzz, that feeling in the air today.
And they were trying different things. Some worked. Some didn't work so much. But they had some neat little things. What was the kid's name? The 6-year-old kid that played the organ early on?
Max Keys.
He was great. And then at the end they had, which I thought could have been corny but was good, the rock, paper, scissors. So Marner and Tavares came out and they played best 2 out of 3 rock, paper, scissors to decide it was first star. Mitch is smart. You always go with paper. And he beat him twice on the rock thing. And so just little other elements, but it's a whole lot of fun. That stuff was all being shelved when they were down 5-3. Okay, that stuff was not going to happen. So they quickly pulled out the if we win game entertainment post-game, right? They had to hustle that out.
And so the Maple Leafs have won 5 in a row, 7 of 8, and scored 11 of 15 under Sheldon Keefe. They are starting to feel it. And again, this break couldn't have come at a worse time, in my opinion.
Well, I know, because, you know, they'll be back at it Friday, Saturday. They had 3 goals in 4 nights, so it's mandated, right? You've got to get the 3 days off. It's interesting as well, because I don't know how much Sheldon Keefe deals with Nick Nurse or not. I mean, organizations like to make a lot of that. I know the Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres talk about, you know, the coaches there and that kind of thing, the commonality, the bond, keeping in touch. But here we have the Toronto Raptors with a historic, for them, comeback the other night. And, you know, this one really isn't far off in a lot of ways, given the way the momentum had swung from a 3-0 lead to all of a sudden being down like they were.
Yeah, and it's been a pretty crazy 24 hours in Toronto sports with Ryu coming to town as well, the new starting pitcher and new ace for the Toronto Blue Jays, a 4-year contract, $80 million, I believe, announced officially today. The crazy comeback by the Toronto Raptors, as you mentioned, against the Dallas Mavericks last night, and of course this one, pretty insane. It's time for the VTech call of the game. Win the ultimate Toronto sports getaway with the VTech wake-up call. Call 416-413-4141. Leave a message and set your alarms every Friday morning for your chance at the weekly $500 prize. To qualify for the grand prize, visit sportsnet.ca/590 for details.
And like we said, the Leafs have not come back when trailing that for the second.
Here's a stall. Solid puck of Marner's in a breakaway. God! Do you believe this? Do you believe this?
Nope.
7-6. The extra point is good.
And perhaps the worst timeout in NHL history.
I speak on behalf of Leafs Nation. Thank you so much, Joe Bowen, for cutting off Jim Ralph there. That's
the kind of game it was. You had to be ready. You looked up and said, holy crap, this is what's going on. And that play of the game really embodied perfectly what this game was about this afternoon. It was there was no predictability, wild and woolly, end-to-end. Giveaways, sloppiness, excellence, fun, skill.
Video tributes. James Reimer, way back when James Reimer started this hockey game, Gord.
Who's one of the hottest goaltenders in the NHL right now is James Reimer.
Oh.
And he struggled early. Freddie Anderson now has played ordinary 2 consecutive games, and they've come up with wins on both occasions, which you should do because he's bailed you out and won a lot of games before that. So now Freddie Gauthier, 4 minutes 39 seconds, 7 shifts. So... And Timoshov, only 7 shifts, 4 minutes, 51
Again,
seconds.
Again, he went with his guns.
It really
third.
Showed, that basically once you needed goals.
But he's playing with a hunch what we like, though, you know?
Yeah, and again, Marner and Matthews together, boy, oh, boy, we've talked about that forever. And I can remember the few times Babcock played them because it was, they'd only assisted on each other's goal regulation without
not anymore,
not being in a power
Gord.
Play like twice or something. And they just killed it. And they're
my
always
goodness.
The last two guys leaving the pregame warm-up. You know, they got that kind of fun buzz camaraderie, and they can't stop firing pucks, can't stop stick handling, just love it, and they go off. And anyway, they got to be the last two guys leaving the ice tonight.
It's like an ode to Mighty Ducks D2, the Bash Brothers. I know you probably haven't seen that movie, but
I'm too busy doing research.
Exactly.
For these games. Yeah.
Professional broadcaster Gord Stelick. I'm Nick Alberga, Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. An 8-6 win for the Maple Leafs here. Next generation game at Scotiabank Arena against the Carolina Hurricanes. Martin Nečas, by the way, was fantastic for Carolina. 2-2 in the losing effort, overshadowed certainly by Mitchell Marner. 2 goals and 3 assists. 3 assists for Zach Hyman, who I think opens up a lot of time and space for those two on that line. Matthews gets 1-1. The electric release there early in the third period by Matthews. Skill was on the forefront in this game. We did not see the lacrosse move, sadly.
No. Well, yeah, it didn't seem like it. Well, this might have been the game. You're
I
right
know.
For it. You might have could have done a little bit of everything. Jason Spezza also getting the first goal of the game 30 seconds into it was another plus for the Leafs. But Leafs down 3-0, and then Carolina came back and made it 5-3, and then it was 5-4, then 6-4. Give Carolina credit. So they're going to go home. They're not going to be very happy tonight with the result, obviously, but there's so many things you like about them. And, boy, they don't give up. They're on top of you. I mean, and that's a good lesson for the Maple Leafs about just the aggressive style of forechecking, the aggressive nature that way that Carolina played them and had so much success. And, Nick, really happy for Eric Halla, because 2 years ago was on this ice where his season pretty well ended.
You're right.
Just last guy I remember getting stretchered off as a member of the Vegas Golden Knights, and here he had gone back with, it was just last season, and here he caught on with Carolina, was leading them in goals, and then suffered an injury, and he's been out for a while. And just back of late, so it was nice to see him back and having some success.
Contract year, Eric Halla, by the way, looking to hit the jackpot in free agency. So what's up for the rest of the night? A little eggnog to get set for the Christmas season?
Busy working tomorrow. NFL. Well, Joe Bowen can't wait to get home for his Green Bay Packer football game going on tonight. So a little bit of that. But we got 13 games around the NHL,
yeah.
So there's 12 more to look at, and it'll be nice, a lot of them tonight. So kind of a nice way. And that Florida-Tampa Bay Lightning game that you kind of said, boy, you don't want that to be a three-pointer. The scoreboard watching for the Toronto Maple Leafs, if you're looking, they're in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, when they made the coaching change, they had a long way to come to do that. So good on this troop. And we'll be back at it, you and I, on Friday and Saturday. And it'll be what a much better Christmas. I mean, it wouldn't have been the end of the world, but what a great Christmas for the Maple Leafs, and what a great Christmas for the Hutchinson family after the way he was able to play on Saturday. And I love the fans cheering for Hutchinson on Saturday. I love the fans today cheering for Freddie. Not a great game, but cheering for him at the end with the kind of respect and acknowledgement what he brings to the team and his value to the team beyond not a great game today.
You're right. And sometimes, I mean, the Leafs have that ability to outscore their opponents at will, and that's what happened here in this next-generation game, just putting on a performance for the ages offensively, we'll say. And I know there are games in hand, but you look at the Atlantic Division, some cushion a bit here for the Maple Leafs now, second in the division. The Panthers are 3 points back, 3 games in hand. Buffalo is 3 points back as well, but they have a game in hand. Montreal's back there, 2 games in hand for Montreal. And Tampa's got 4 games in hand. They're at 38 points. The Maple Leafs at 44. But it still looks good aesthetically to look at the standings and look at Toronto only 7 points back of the struggling Boston Bruins, who have dropped 8 of the last 9.
Isn't that hard to believe?
It
because
is.
Boston and Washington were off to such tears. But you just mentioned, highs and lows, 8 of the last 9. They've got loser points or shootout
got
or
Washington
overtime
today
points
on home
quite
ice.
A bit.
Yeah.
But and still, though, Zdena Chara, you got a few warriors. Josh Levo's out for 2 to 3 months, cracked his kneecap. Cal Clutterbuck had surgery on his left wrist. That was a scary injury. Zdeno Chara's missing the game today because he's got to get work, probably some screws and plates removed from the broken jaw. You forget what a warrior he is. Like in the playoffs last year, he played his last 3 games against St. Louis with broken jaw that way. And then he comes, and so he's getting some maintenance about it. So he'll just miss the 1 game for Boston, but be in the lineup Friday. You got to respect that guy, even though he's caused Leaf fans so much pain.
You do, and speaking of pain, we've seen a lot of that here in the unofficial first half of this season, but we got, what, 3 more until the official first half, and I mean, the Leafs have wrote the ship a bit here, Gord. They've been on fire. They've won 5 in a row, 7 of 8, and feeling good about life going into this 3-day holiday hiatus.
Yeah, the ship was kind of grounded in Vegas and Arizona and places like that on that trip, and it is very much back on course. And I like the element of an identity. There's just really a true identity about that team. It's not the team that the 3-1 win over Los Angeles, that was a great game. No, it's more these kind of games. They have to tighten up defensively. There's no question. But you are what you are, and this is what they are.
All right, DJ and Sid are coming up. Tim, I guess, is not there. He probably at the game with his kid earlier today. Many thanks to Derek Brandeo, Kyle Norris back at Master Control, of course, Sam McKee, Vic Pilati in here, Gord Stelick too. Just happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy Festivus, Gord.
Yeah, well, to you, Nick, it's been a real slice. We got a lot more ahead of us, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, and all our listeners, happy holidays.
I thought Festivus would have been a perfect day to announce that McKeef soup deal, but we're not going to have it transpire today.
That could be coming, yes.
Yeah. So, once again, the final here, Next Generation game. Got their money's worth today. An 8-6 win for the Maple Leafs against the Carolina Hurricanes. 2-3 for Mitch Marner. They've won 5 in a row and 7 of 8. We'll talk again on Friday night. Take care, everybody.